But in the meantime,
and exhausted.
You know where's what? I don't. From? I have no idea where this is coming. We're having difficulties. So unfortunately,
can't play the music.
We cannot play the music.
I don't think our guests can hear it down the line.
No, he
anyway.
Couldn't even hear it anyways. But I'll tell you what. Since it's 7:10, we'd just like to we're pleased to announce that Ian Castleberry from BlessYouBoys.com is going to be joining us here, and probably every Friday around this time to talk some Tigers baseball. Ian, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. We were trying to play Bless You Boys, but for some reason we're having some technical difficulties. So the next time you come on, we'll have everything worked out, and so you'll have an appropriate intro every time you join
afraid
us.
I was afraid you were asking to sing it.
Oh, can you sing it? That'd be great.
No,
go right.
No,
we're
no,
recording
no,
it.
No.
Go right ahead, Ian.
Ian, before we get into talking about the Tigers and the things that are going on in the off season, talk about your website for a little bit. How long have you been doing it, and what can people expect when they see the site?
Well, the site it's a part of Sports Blogs Nation Network. Mm-hmm. It's been up since 2005. I started in 2007. So it's a combination of breaking news and game commentary. Like while the game's going on, we have
nice.
Open threads that allow mm-hmm. people to comment on the game while it's going on. Try to build a little bit of a community, you know, a group of regulars that come on to talk about the game. And we just try to have fun and make jokes where we can.
That's always a lot of fun, and it was a lot to joke about with the Tigers last year.
Past season, it was kind of a support group.
high expectations, but a disappointing season. Ian, one of the top priorities for the Tigers heading into this offseason was finding a closer. Are the Tigers, what's the latest in terms of the Tigers finding one, and are the Tigers prepared to enter the season depending on Fernando Rodney and Joel Zamaya?
I think they're preparing the fans for the possibility that it could be Fernando Rodney. It's like, you know, it sort of seems like they're like, well, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. We don't want it to be this way, but just in case, get ready for Fernando Rodney.
Oh, no.
I'm getting a little worried. I think a lot of fans are getting mm-hmm. worried that they're not going to sign a closer. You know, guys keep disappearing off the free agent list.
Absolutely.
You know, Trevor Hoffman signed with Milwaukee.
Right.
John Smoltz, who may have been a long shot, he went with the Red Sox.
Mm. Yeah.
And there's still a few guys left, but
What are you hearing about Chad Cordero?
I think he's worth taking a chance on
mm-hmm.
if he's healthy. I know the Tigers are going to take a look at him. Mm-hmm. He's not the ideal closer I think they need. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I'd love to see somebody who could come in and you know, throw the ball 95 miles an hour and strike somebody out.
Hey, Ian, by the way, we're speaking with Ian Castleberry from BlessYouBoys.com here on The Morning Ticket on FM Talking Sports 100.5 WTKQ. What is it about Fernando Rodney that keeps him on the ball club? I agree that maybe when he's on, that he's got maybe one of the best off-speed pitches in baseball. But other than that, the fastball, I can't remember the last time he has been consistent with his fastball. He doesn't really have any other pitch. I'm wondering, would he be on any other major league baseball team other than the Tigers?
I think he would, just because relievers are in such demand around the league. I think he'll have these outings where you know, his changeup that you mentioned just looks so good, makes hitters look so silly that it's just tantalizing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he does have control of his fastball, which took him a while to get back. You know, sometimes he looks really good. I won't say unhittable, but he looks really good.
Tigers added Edwin Jackson to a starting rotation, expected to include Justin Verlander, Jeremy Bonderman, and Armando Galarraga. Talk for a moment some of the things that Jackson can bring to the table.
Well, he throws hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's the thing that Dave Dombrowski likes about him the most. You know, he throws in the mid to upper 90s. He does have problems with control. But he has a good ERA, which I think is something that that Dombrowski was looking at. But the control problems I think are definitely a concern, and I think there's also some concern that as hard as he throws, that his ball doesn't move very much.
Right. Were you disappointed that they weren't able to land John Smoltz after it was reported he's going to sign with the Boston Red Sox?
You know, I thought that was a long shot to begin with. Mm-hmm. I know there was a really romantic notion about him returning to Michigan, returning to the Tigers, but I'm surprised he signed with the Red Sox. I thought he would stay with the Braves. But a little disappointed, but I guess I didn't expect that to happen.
Seems to me, as far as the Smoltz situation is concerned, Boston likely looking at him as a number five guy who, you know, they can skip in the rotation every once in a while, try to keep him fresh. He's going to be 42 years old this season. And he's a guy who, as a number five starter, maybe he makes 15 to 20 starts this season. And you have a guy like that who you can turn to in September when the pennant race heats up.
Yeah, I wish the Tigers would make some more moves like that. Like you said, bring in a guy who can be kind of a fifth starter or maybe even a sixth, you know, because, you know, guys get hurt, guys get tired, especially at the beginning of the season or at the end of the season. And I like what the Red Sox are doing. They bring in a John Smoltz or a Brad Penny, guys who, who come in, you know, kind of cheap. They have a previous track record. There's not a lot of demand for them. But, you know, if they can make, like you said, you know, 10 to 15 starts and help out here and there, I wish the Tigers would make some more moves like that.
And as far as the Tigers are concerned, does it look like they'll have an open competition for that fifth spot in spring training?
It does, yeah, between Dontrell Willis, Nate Robertson, and Edwin Jackson, as you mentioned.
You don't think Jackson's got the fourth spot wrapped up?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yeah, he probably does.
You're thinking of Zach Wheeler, perhaps?
Bonderman, Galarraga. Yeah, Jackson probably does have that fourth spot locked up. So Zach Minor is the other one I was thinking of.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that there will be a competition. It'll be interesting to see how much Robertson and Willis's contracts play into that, and if there's any use for them in the bullpen, if for whomever doesn't make the starting rotation.
We're speaking with Ian Castleberry from BlessYouBoys.com here on The Morning Ticket. All right, so we're, of course, lamenting here for the last 7 minutes about the lack of moves here in the bullpen and the starting pitching that we're all a little nervous about. Where do you think has been maybe one of the areas of improvements that the Tigers have made here over the offseason?
Well, they've definitely improved their defense, and, especially at shortstop, signing Adam Everett. His reputation as a defensive wizard, which is something, you know, they were really lacking last year with Edgar Renteria. Everett can't hit, but, you know, if he vacuums up a lot more ground balls than Renteria was able to last year, I think that'll make a big difference. I think the Tigers are banking on that, you know, that they can get more ground balls snatched up between Everett and Inge at third base. That'll make a big difference.
You know, Todd over here, he was not arguing for, but I think lobbying for is the word I'm looking for, before the Tigers picked up Everett, that, you know, they'd be fine if they just plugged in Ramon Santiago there. Was there any possibility that that was going to happen, that he was going to be a full-time starter, or were they always after another glove?
I think they're always after another glove, because Santiago, yeah, I mean, judging on how he played last season, you'd think he could handle it. I mean, he did really well, but for whatever reason, the Tigers don't think Santiago has the size to hold up over a full season. And maybe they just see him as more of a utility type of player. I'd like to see him get a shot, but for whatever reason, the Tigers don't seem to think he can be a full-time player.
Tigers did take care of their catching obligations, so to speak, as they signed Gerald Laird and Matt Treanor to be the catching duo. For those fans who don't know a bunch about Laird and Treanor, what can you tell them?
Well, they're much better defensively than they had last year with Pudge Rodriguez and Brandon Inge behind the plate. They're much better at blocking wild pitches and preventing pass balls, which was a big problem last year. And Laird, he's last year he wasn't as good at throwing out base runners, but in the past he's been outstanding at it. So he should provide a lot of quality defense for them, and maybe call a better game than they've had in the past. Be a little more of a settling influence for the pitching staff. And Treanor also, he's a very good defensive player. Maybe not the best hitter, but, you know, for a backup catcher, he seems to be exactly what you would want.
Well, at the very least, he'll bring Misty May to some games too.
That cannot be overlooked.
Warming up the winter, not only with Misty May talk, but some Tiger discussion as well. Ian Castleberry from the website BlessYouBoys.com. Check it out if you have time, and we hope to have Ian with us throughout the 2009 season every Friday morning at this time. Ian, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hang around for a second. I want to talk to you off air.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ian. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to come back here after this quick break because Todd has to give his morning ticket update in 2 minutes. And then when we return, we'll give away some Saginaw Spirit promotional passes with some SVSU basketball tickets. But we're going to play Stump Pat on Rocky Trivia or Stump Todd on Tigers Trivia. in order to win those tickets. 754-1005. That's the number to give us a call here at 720 on FM Talkin' Sports 100.5 WTKQ. Stay tuned. Back on the set and covering all bets.